down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Well, welcome everybody. Jay Garvin's here. You've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio. I am your host, Jay. You're listening to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Today, I've got a great guest. Bill McAfee is coming in. He has been coming in for over 8 years. We're going to get the economic update from the Pikes Peak MLS, the multiple listing system in the real estate market. These are great statistics, my friend. We're going to talk a lot today, not only about mortgage as I do, get in a little bit of budgeting, but really focusing today on real estate, home values, what you need to know as a homeowner. Statistically, over 85% of us listening right here on this show are homeowners. Also going to talk about what you can do and how you can navigate the market. If you're not in the market, you're part of that 15% statistically on the show, or 35% of Americans that are not homeowners. How can you and I work together to help you become part of this homeownership tribe? Now, if you've got a house, I'm going to go over the mortgage interest rates. We've had a lot of vulnerability in the market, fluctuation, change over the last 2 to 4 weeks as the $1.9 trillion stimulus package has went through the current administration and Congress and is now in effect. I'm not a political show, so I'm not going to go into that. But I do want to introduce you to the title of the show with the drum roll, Matt. The real estate bubble in Colorado Springs. Is it fact or fiction? So that's what we're going to talk about today, my friends. Now, I'm a licensed loan originator, an investment property owner, have a half a dozen properties, most of which are investment properties, spending my time and capital in developing some townhomes in Woodland Park. We're on the threshold of building some commercial buildings off of Elkton in the industrial zone in Colorado Springs. I've got some land up in Park County that I'm developing, and I really feel that I've got a good handle on this market. I've been talking about it for over 10 years. This is a very, very exciting time to be alive in America, let alone just Colorado Springs. But the whole country is experiencing tremendous growth in value in real estate, tremendous demand. The cost is going up accordingly. Their inventory is going down accordingly. I started talking about this 10 years ago, folks, when there was over 4,000 or 5,000 houses on the market every month. We're down to less than 1,000 houses on the market in any given month. And in many times, it's less than 500 single-family homes. And understand that's in a market that has over 140,000 single-family structures here locally. And I want to help you navigate it. You can call me at 719-330-1457. This is an era where all lenders are not created equal. I run the team, the branch at Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. There's a half a dozen of us. We only help 250 families a year. Churchill as a whole, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Churchill Mortgage, we just celebrated our 29th anniversary. I've got 5 years. We just celebrated a 5-year anniversary. Prior to that, I was Garvin's Mortgage Group for over 11 years. Been originating mortgage for 20 years. There's a lot of talented individuals in town, but there's only one lender, one team. That's my team that can offer you so much more than a mortgage. Everybody can offer you a mortgage that's in the industry. All of us will claim, you know, our customer service is the best, blah, blah, blah. We've got the most competitive rates. We've got the most competitive closing costs. But the thing that we offer that I don't know of anybody that offers, let alone spends thousands of dollars a year to educate you and help you turn the largest investment in your life, 95% of us, the largest investment we ever make is going to be in that mortgage. And it's not a cell phone contract. We're the only company that will help you turn that into a wealth building tool, period. It's not about saving $100 a month on getting a lower rate. It's not even about eliminating all of your unsecured debt. It's about using real estate and your mortgage as a wealth building tool. And the end of that story is not leverage yourself and have the bubble pop and all of that. It's paying the house and the mortgage off, getting rid of that mortgage early. Like Dave Ramsey references in his baby steps, step number 6, pay your house mortgage off early. See, it's also about understanding what an investment property is, understanding what residual income is, understanding the reality that becoming an investment property owner is one of the last simple direct approaches to building wealth and residual income, creating a dividend for yourself every month, comparing it to the stock market and common stocks. So while you sleep, you can actually build wealth and rest and give away generously to your cause, to your nonprofit, to your church, to whatever you believe in to help the disenfranchised, the poor. Some unknown author said the best way to help the poor is to make sure that you're not one of them. And part of that is in real estate stability, eliminating all your unsecured debt so you have interest working for you rather than joining the pact of so many Americans that are broke and have it working against them. Well, today that's in a conversation around, is there a real estate bubble? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk with you today. Is this real estate market a bubble or not? Why is it not like 2008 right now? So many people are asking me the number one question. Jay, is this market a bubble? Are we going to see a dramatic downturn, a collapse like we did in 2008? I'm going to talk about that today. Now, I'll give you a sneak preview. It's a resounding no. And it's not a resounding no because I want you to buy another house to help me make money on another mortgage. I don't give a rat's tail whether you buy or not. That's your dream or your struggle or your barrier. My wife and I believe in it. I'm in 100%. And over the last 10 years, I've shown why that is true. Because a real estate goes in cycles. And Bill McAfee's going to come in and talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about the market bubble. I'm going to talk about what makes today, this decade, different than 2008 and 2009. And what vulnerabilities do we have? What are the realities at a national scale that could affect how fast or slow the market grows and whether it corrects or not? And more importantly, now locally, because we've got a different state government than we had in 2008, folks. We've got a far more progressive governor. And I never thought I would say we'd have a more progressive governor than Hickenlooper, because I was a true believer in Governor Owens, true believer in the state since I came in 1996. But stick around. I'm going to go through all of these details with you, but don't go anywhere. Call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction right at 719-330-1457. That's 330-1457, or go to ChurchillColorado.com and search for Jay Garvin's. I'll be back right after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
A penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. That's the way the money goes. Bump goes the weasel.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home?
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
I need some information first. Just the basic facts.
Well, thanks for sticking with me, folks. I am Jay, your host, right here on The Jay Garvin Show, where today we're talking about the real estate bubble in Colorado Springs. And is it fact or fiction? You know, are we the boy in the bubble? Are we Bubba Gump? How about Bubba Gump?
What you talking about, mister?
Come on, man. Is it a bubble or is it not? Call me right now, 719-330-1457. Let me help you get your mortgage started so you can buy right before the prices collapse. I'm kidding. Come on, folks. The number one question that I get is, do we have a bubble? And I laugh at this. I cut people off mid-sentence, which is rude, but I guess that's the way I roll because it's foolishness. We do not have a bubble. Now, I'm going to talk with Bill McAfee the next segment about what's happening in the market, but we do not have a bubble. Here's one example, my friends. I've never received this, and I've watched the market for 25 years here in town since I bought in like 1996. I have a company, Unison, out of California, of course, that sent me a message and was not offering me a line of credit or a mortgage. They literally want to offer me $125,000 cash just for Unison's max co-investor agreement, which means they don't want to give me a line of equity or a mortgage. They want to give me $125,000 cash, or what they confidently believe is over 17% value in my house. They want to put a lien on my house that says whenever I sell it, I bought it for $700,000, I could sell it for $1 million today. And when I sell it, Unison wants 17.5% of my profit. That means they give me 125 grand, and if it sells for $1 million, they get $175,000. Now, if it sells for $1.5 million, they get even more. But if there was a bubble, would companies like this be offering me this if they thought my house was going to sell for $600,000? They'd turn their $125,000 into $60,000. I've never received anything like this, ever. And it's actually startling, surprising, but it's a reflection of this, my friend. We do not have a real estate bubble, and this is why we don't. I feel so compassionate for the baby boomers, specifically the millennials, have lived through the Great Recession like the Gen Xers and the Silent Generation. But the millennials, that's all they know. From being young kids and teenagers, they saw all of their parents and the house bubble pop happening. But I've shared with you before, and I'll say it once again to help you learn comprehensively. I'm coaching you now. That in 2006, 7, and 8, the largest generation to date in the country was going into retirement. First baby boomer born in 1946 turned 60 in 2006. And at 60 years old, you start to slow your roll. You move slower. You start to ponder retirement. You don't have multiple kids in college or in band or in music or in scholastic or in soccer or in dance practice. You're not putting more miles on your car as your odometer just spins around as you're the soccer mom and the soccer dad, but you're retiring. You're slow in the roll. You're waiting for your grandkids. You're bringing her down a notch. Plus, in 2006, there were things such as the NINA loan, no income, no asset loan, the liar's loan, no income, unverifiable, no credit requirement. I mean, folks, in 2004, the most aggressive loan I ever did is I helped someone buy an investment property with no money down on stated income, which means you didn't have to verify your income. You didn't have to put any money down. The first mortgage was a fixed at like 6.5%. The second was a variable at like 14%. And that was the bubble that popped. When there wasn't mortgages and people started to default, things fell apart. Now fast forward 12, 14 years. No individual in the entire country, I'm talking to you personally, you the radio listener right here, it's just you and I, there are no free loans anymore. The only loan, there used to be 15, 20 loan products that you could buy a house with no money down. So affordable that people thought the VA, Veterans Administration, loan benefits were a joke. Now the VA loan and the USDA loan are the only two loans left in America, in rural America, and for serving or prior service veterans that meet the requirement with no money down. And I'm glad it's that way. Hey, if you want a free loan with no money down, serve your country for 2 or 4 years. I'm telling you, folks, before where you didn't need to show your income or you could sidestep your credit or you even could sidestep your collateral, your down payment, you just can't do that now. Now, today, on a conventional loan, unless you are in one of these special first-time home buyer programs, you have to put 5% down on a house or more. And the private mortgage insurance is very high. The rate and the risk is very high. FHA loans you can do 3.5% down, but with the competitiveness of the market, most sellers are only taking the offers of people that are putting 10 or 20 or 30% down and even buying them for cash. So there's no susceptible borrowers out there. These are strong borrowers that have earned this house. And some people that really don't dig deep to do their research say, hey, Jay, with all these forbearances, is the market going to collapse? No, it's not going to collapse. It's idiocy what they're doing during COVID, telling tenants and people they don't have to pay their rent and mortgage. That's so far from reality, because if you go into forbearance and you don't make your mortgage payment, they just do a modification and add the balance to the back. So rather than a 20-year mortgage, you got a 22-year mortgage. And guess what, folks? Before you refinance or sell, you have to bring that mortgage current. And values have elevated, escalated so much that you, the radio listener, you listening to me right now, if you're a homeowner, you have more equity than you've ever had. And if you don't use that as a financial wealth-building tool, you're just missing the boat. So the financial mortgage products are not on shaky ground. And most importantly, which I'll go into the details in the next segment and the last segment with Bill McAfee and with my power segment, instead of the largest generation going into retirement, now we have the largest generation coming of age, turning 40 and going into their most productive year, the millennials. And there's 40 million more of them than Gen Xers. There's 87 million people coming into the market. And over half of them, 45 million, larger than my generation, are a heck of a lot more educated and have more financial muscle to buy houses for $400,000, $500,000, and $600,000 easily, even by my standards and Dave Ramsey's. So it's a supply and demand thing. We don't have a bubble. We have a tsunami and a tidal wave of consumers coming to the market. And there's a limited amount of time for you to take advantage of this before the train moves so fast it rips your arm off when you try to come into the real estate market. Or it burns your hand when you try to touch and grab the hot pan. So don't go anywhere. There's something you can do. There's a way that you and I can navigate this. And I'll go into the details of the numbers with Bill McAfee, my real estate partner and title rep. Call me at 330-1457 during the break to get your refinance or purchase mortgage started now. I want to earn the right to earn your business. 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and search for Jay Garvin's and my local team right here, downtown Colorado Springs. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
Check it out.
Going to work on Monday.
Check it out.
Got yourself a family.
Check it out.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beef?
Check it out.
Got to say hello to my neighbors.
Check it out.
Time to question my own behavior.
Well, welcome back, radio listeners. And as your host, Jay Garvin's, I am here to tell you where the beef is. He just walked into the studio door. Bill, my friend, how the heck you doing?
Here's the meat. Here's the meat. It's the beef.
You've got these statistics, the economic update, and every single month, the last 3-4 months, you've been shaking your head saying there's another bunch of things you've never seen before. It's unbelievable. I told the radio listeners the median price hit above $403,000 in a February. And what did you say about the average?
The average hit, it was $454,000, damn near $455,000.
$455,000. Yep. And why are we seeing this, my friend?
Demand and supply. Simply not there. Yep. Any price range you're in right now, we're undersupplied. Yep. Jay, for your listeners out there, normally if I took every price range across the city and I said, okay, if we didn't add anything in, how long would it take to sell off everything that we have? In a normal market, it'd be 150 days. Hey, that'd be a normal market. In our current market today, it'd be 9.4
days.
So if we didn't add any inventory in across the whole thing, in 9.4 days, we'd sell everything we have.
Everything, to include everything. $1 million.
All price ranges.
Yep, all price ranges. Less than 500 homes on the market right now.
468, and honestly, if you just defined your search down to like single family and patio homes, was in there the other day and there was 20. And my research was 200 to 500.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's simple. It is not going to subside here. Thank God that the interest rates are holding. I'm still not seeing big-time pressure up on them.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, the way things are holding right now, listings are just, you can't find them. Buyers, well, Jay, 56% of the loans last year were conventional. And the reason that was because so many people are coming in, and they're paying above the appraisal. So, you know, and with conventional, you can do that. With FHA and VA, very tough. And so, and the sellers know, they're not usually on a conventional loan required to fix much. And so it's amazing right now. And so people ask me, well, Bill, what about a crash? Before the crash, we had a lot of people that were in those 80-20s where you had an 80% first and a 20% second. You didn't have a cent in the game. Well, imagine this now. Almost 60% of the people who bought homes last year have skin in the game.
Skin in the game. Yeah. And let's address the elephant in the room. I'm talking today about, is there a real estate bubble? What do you say about that?
I thought you were making fun of me again on that. COVID was very good for me. It's about 40 pounds.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my friend. Do you think there's a real estate bubble here?
I don't. And I'll give you reasons why. We just talked about one. Almost 60% of the people brought money into the houses last year. When you see that, people aren't going to bail. When you don't have a cent in the game, it doesn't matter. But almost 60% of the people did. That's number one. Number two, we're not overbuilt. You know, before the last crash, we had over 7,000 homes that were listed. 7,065 right before the crash. We got 468.
Yeah, 6,500 less. And that's why in 2012, I told people to buy. This market's turning. People were starting to see foreclosures shrink for the first time in 5 years. And I mean, what else do you see? Here's an example. People call me, Bill, and they say, Jay, I'm afraid. I think there's a bubble. And I understand it because millennials, that's all they've lived with.
Absolutely.
Their whole reality has been that. But what do you see with, like, later in the show, I'm going to talk about this Colorado affordable housing bill. Do you see that scaring buyers away? Do you see the Governor Paulus? This Affordable Act says that they want to get, this is a joke. They want contractors to pay their fair share for affordable housing. Right. Do you think you're going to continue to develop in Colorado, or maybe you'll just go to Arkansas?
Well, and I think it'll have the reverse effect of what they're thinking.
Yeah.
People just leave, and now we'll have less than we have now. So instead of 468 homes, that might take it down to 200.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't, you know, it's going to be the exact opposite if this thing comes in.
Uh-huh.
It'll hurt because you'll see actually less homes built. Jay, like, this is my Bible as an investor and as a title guy. Months of inventory, we got 0.32. Before the crash, we had almost 9 months.
Uh-huh.
Of inventory, okay? So 0.32. And then the next page that I got, every single price range, I'll give an example. A normal inventory level in $1 million homes would
I looked at that.
That'd be 18 months.
I know.
We're at 3.19.
3.19, just down the street from me, on the market for three years, the big, huge stone mansion, which is 3.5 some million, 18,000 square foot. Sharon Leroy, a great realtor, has had it on the market. Boom, it's sold.
Yeah. We had $1 million house 2 weeks ago. A realtor came in, $1 million house, put it in the MLS on Friday. They got 17 showings and 5 offers on Friday.
Oh, my word.
So in every single price range we have, we are under. Jay, the 30-year Freddie rates, they've edged up a little bit, but I'm still watching that 10-year note. I'm just not seeing this go. I mean, it may go. If this jumps up over 4, 4.5, it's going to cause some ripples. I will tell you, I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah, and right now we've went from 2.25%. These are realistic street rates, not these like LendingRate.com and all of that. But military loans have went from like 2.25 up to like 2.75. Conventional loans have went from 2.8 up to like 3.3, maybe 3.4. Those are still historical lows. We can go all the way up to 3% for VA, 3.75 for conventional, and we're still better than we were in 2012 and 2016.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jay, I was just the drop from February. So from February of last year to right now, we were at 3.5%. Average is 2.81 right now.
Yep.
So that's only about a 0.69 drop. But that took a person's purchasing power up over $32,000. So, like, those jumps that you're making aren't going to be as significant. Now, I'm telling you, if we jump up over fours, it isn't because that's a bad rate. It's simply because now you got prices going through the roof. If you get interest rates heading that same way, that's a double whammy.
And it's unaffordable for the millennials to buy that. And I made a small prediction that some of the bigger homes, the $600,000-$700,000 homes, eventually are going to be multi-generational. You might have two millennial couples that get a walkout rancher, and one couple takes the top, one couple takes the bottom, because there is no alternatives.
Right.
It's all you've got.
Right. Absolutely. And that could definitely happen. Days on market is 20. We got down to 17 2 months ago. Days on market are going to stay down right now because people are just poor buyers. I honestly feel sorry for them, especially first timers. I know you're building some stuff. I'm on front end of some development stuff that's going to be income housing and it's going to be affordable.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be the trick for Colorado Springs over the next 4 or 5 years is getting those types of homes that the first timers can get in, figuring out how to make that. Construction costs are going through the absolute roof.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out a way to do it. First of all, median price, $404,000.
Unbelievable. So I'm hitting you from left field here. Okay. But what do you think about, like, COVID? You know, other states, not Colorado yet, of course, with Governor Paulus, but we're going to Arizona for spring break next weekend, and Arizona's lifted the mask mandate. Businesses are opening back up. Some of them, like South Dakota, never closed, but 19 of them now. Do you see the inventory trickling up a little bit because people are now more confident that they can sell and they're not afraid of COVID, or even more in this case, the military PCS, the permanent change of station, clicks up, so now more people. Do you see that adding to inventory or not really?
My only thing why I don't see it adding a lot very quickly is because if, let's say you're in $300,000 price range, okay, or $400,000, even that. If in today's market and you're in that price range, you can sell it. You'll sell it in a day or two, but where do you go? I mean, unless you're moving to a million-dollar market or you're moving out of the state.
Of the state, which there are some
Absolutely.
People. I've had 20 clients since Biden has been elected say, Jay, I'm tapping out of Colorado. We're going to Ocala, Florida. Yep. But that's not going to change. There's not going to be 5,000 people in Colorado Springs that are going to do that.
That's why I don't think for a bit, I think people are going to sit for a little bit and just see. You know what? Those people, I think, are the ones going to sit for a bit until they do see what the political changes in that do.
Hey.
I'm just not seeing a big influx coming in yet.
You heard it here first. Marlo and I just talked to a tenant today in Patty Jewett, 3-bedroom, 1-bath house that we bought for $170,000, 2-car garage, tandem and an alley. We're listing that, selling it. My agent, Justin, says, Jay, this thing will bid all the way up beyond $300,000, even though it's a 1,200-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 1-bath. And we're 1031 exchanging into Tennessee because of what I call the Paulus effect.
Yeah.
Some people will do it, but I don't think there's going to be massive migration.
No, I don't either. Sales price average, we hit $454,899.
Wow.
Call it $455,000.
$455,000 average price.
And it was in February.
Colorado Springs.
I went back. So I've been collecting this data since 2003, and this is the first time ever we've hit a record average and median or median in February.
It's the first time ever in the 10 years I've been on the show that we had an 18% increase year over year from February to February.
Oh, it's insane. The percentage of active listings, we're selling 212%, literally, and I use the analogy I did last time. We'll come on the MLS with 1,000 listings. We'll add 700 during that month. We'll sell all 700 plus another 300. So the next month we start, instead of with 1,000, we start with 700.
Yeah, and then you add pocket listings to that. Landlords selling their tenant houses. Parents selling kids. Hey, I've got pocket listings. One of my clients, Patrick, who said, Jay, been with you, military tapping out, going to Ocala. I said, whoa, Patrick, I have a qualified buyer. Or even if you have an agent, can I just bring my agent to your agent? We'll offer above asking price, give you 60 days free rent back. He's like, absolutely, Jay. It'll never hit the market.
Right. No, I agree. It's crazy. We've not seen this.
Yeah.
You know, we're in uncharted waters. Just a couple of things to look at. Like if I look at, and this is comparing 20 to 21. So when I look at the average sales price in February of 20 to February of 21, and this is actually the average sales price. Average sales price in 20 was $386,000.
Wow, it was already a record.
Yes, and now look here, in February of this year, almost $455,000. So it went, oh, sorry, Jay, it was $390,000. Nope, I was right on that. It was $386,000.
What percent increase is that, like 15%?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be
15 or 17%.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. From 386 to 454.
in 1 year and winter months.
Yeah, yeah. Which again, I've never seen
coming out of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so it's just incredible what's going on here.
And don't get discouraged, listeners. In the last segment, I'm going to tell you how you can navigate this. But Bill's the expert. You've been doing this. He leads largest title company, leads the charge on this. How many classes a month do you do?
You know, it will depend. In December, September, October, November, so through the last 3 months and the first 3 months of those, sometimes I'll do 5-6, and those are anywhere from 2 to 4 hour classes.
And that's in COVID.
So, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm Zooming them right now. I can't wait to get back inside.
I know, and I'm doing my first live class by invitation only. So in the last 3 minutes, my friend, bring it home. What do you want to tell the listeners?
I don't see a bubble right now. I do see prices continue to go up simply because of the lack of supply. Buyers, get yourselves out there. Get yourselves qualified. You're going to have to write when you're going through the house. And I know that sounds like a sales pitch, but it's not. If you don't go see that house when it comes out, you're not going to get it. That's just the simple fact. Right now, this is comparing January and February of this year to January and February of last year. Average price is up 17.6, almost 18%.
Oh, my.
Median price is up 18%. Jay, this is totally amazing. Residential units sold were down 0.4, okay? And the number of listings is down 57%. Now, here's what's happening. You know, we're down 0.4, and I will tell you the only reason we're down, we've ran out of stuff to sell.
Yeah, there's just nothing more in the cupboard to eat.
Nope, average days on market's going to continue to go down. Last thing I'm going to say, I'm just going to name some things why this is a hell of a strong market. Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. The Space Force, even though we don't know what's happened, the Command Space Force will still be here.
Absolutely. It's still a huge factor.
The decline of COVID is going to bring stuff back. It's going
to
bring stuff back.
Tell us the big one.
Baby.
What's bringing everybody to Colorado Springs? You know it.
Oh, I thought it was pot. No.
In-N-Out Burger, baby.
It's right there, and it's In-N-Out Burger. They've already named their second location.
Yeah, up in Castle Rock, I heard.
Well, no, they're going to have another one here in Colorado Springs out off of Powers where the old steakhouse used to be. So it's going to be a hell of a 21. The only reason we may not beat 20 is because we run out of stuff to sell.
Amen, buddy. I really appreciate you. And if you guys are listening, call me at 719-330-1457. I'll give you a copy of Bill's Economic Update. I want to earn the right to do your next purchase and refinance mortgage. And most importantly, tune in over the break because I'm going to break all of this down with the bubble, breaking out the misnomers and telling you how you can benefit, not only for you folks, but you've got to get going for your neighbors, your coworkers, your adult children. Help them get into this market before it's too late. And Bill will be here every single month. Still the number one title company, my friend.
We most definitely are. It's we've actually pulled a little bit. So
yep. And what percent of the market do you have now?
We have about on the resale side over 25% of it. on the overall side, a little over 10%. The closest one to us is about 7.
That's amazing. Yep. So you're looking at a guy who has between 10 and 25% of the title market, and everybody else scrapes for the remainder. Stay tuned. I'll be back right after this message. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Is there a real estate bubble?
Nothing yet.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Come together right now. Over me.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. The last 9 minutes of power, my friend. See, we got that jackhammer. That's some power, baby. And we're talking about the real estate bubble. Come on, man. There ain't no real estate bubble. Bill and I just went over that Bill McAfee economic update. The big thing is what might happen to the real estate market? And is there anything at a national level and a local level that might curb our growth? Now, for you just tuning in for just this last 9-minute podcast, The reason is simple why there's not a bubble. Twofold. Number one, back in 2008 during the last collapse and one of the largest at its time in over 100 years, there was total smoke and mirrors with mortgage. There was liar's loans. There was stated mortgages. There was NINA loans, no income, no asset. You had strippers who were buying houses in Florida in neighborhoods that were empty like the Chinese ghost towns with no income. They were just throwing that $100,000 down and buying a $300,000 house that was way overvalued in neighborhoods that were empty. And now every single person, like Bill McAfee said, more than 60% of the people in this market had to put significant money down, 5, 10, 15, 20%, a very small percent were FHA or VA loans. And VA loans have one of the lowest foreclosure rate because it's a real small portion of the population that usually comes from military with guaranteed income or a huge working job history. So that's number one. Number two is, unlike 2006, 7, and 8, we don't have the largest generation at the time, baby boomers, that were going into retirement. Now the baby boomers are 75, 80 years old, and we have the largest generation in the history of America, 87 million millennials that just started to turn 40 this year. First one born in 1981, first one turning 40 in 2021. They have money. Most of them have relationships, marriage, even kids, which is the birth of a child is a number one indicator for home purchase. And they have careers and they have cash. The misnomer of a 45, 50 year old that it's okay to make 40 grand a year is gone. All these kids that are 35 and 40 are saying, what? I have a $70,000 a year job and my spouse has a $70,000 a year job. That's $140,000. Times that by four, you can afford between a $500,000 and $600,000 house, even by Jay Garvin's or Bill McAfee or any buying conservative standards. But what I do want to talk about is, what can you do in this market and what's going to make it vulnerable? I'll tell you right now, nationally, interest rates are going up. They're still historically low, my friends. But since the inauguration of the Biden administration, strap on your seatbelts. Gas has went up a buck a gallon. Hey, canceling the Keystone Pipeline and canceling all those jobs in Wisconsin has a consequence. Renewable energy, I'm sorry, I like it if you can buy cash, but it's a dead end. One of my friends challenged Colorado Springs Utilities to say, what are you going to do when you got to recycle all of these unusable windmill blades? They got to pay to ship them up to Wyoming and bury them. If you think this is a joke, just Google windmill graveyards and see how environmentally friendly those huge holes with all that it's not going to deteriorate, windmill, fiberglass, fiber, whatever it is. But the interest rates with this $1.9 trillion stimulus package have shot up because inflation is a real concern, but they're still at historic lows. But you keep an eye on that. Bill McAfee said, if interest rates go above 4, 4.5%, be fearful, my friends, because it's not that Americans are afraid of 4.5% combined with the unbelievable escalation in value, median price in town of $403,000 in February. Then things do become unaffordable. But when you have 400 houses on the market instead of 4,000, we don't have an inventory problem. We need to get 2,000-3,000 homes, 2,500, 3,000 more before we even have that conversation. And it would take 2 to 3 years, even at a lightning pace, to build back up that inventory. But what about inflation? I mean, I remember my father, and you listen to this because elections have consequences. And I got hit in left field. There's no way I thought Trump was going to lose. But we got what we got, and we get what we get, and we don't toss a fit. But my dad slammed his hand on the dinner table back in 1979 and said, dang it, Lorna, Jimmy Carter can tax and regulate me to the moon, but he can't make me spend my money. And there's 14 million millionaires in the United States now, my friend. We're 5% of the population. I'm one of them. And we're sitting on our money. Rates are going up because more than 40% of all the money in circulation is not being spent, and it's been put there in the last 12 months now. And if people start spending that, inflation could be a real factor. But those are national concerns. What about local? I don't have time to go into it today, and I'll expand on it in a couple weeks. What about this Colorado affordable housing bill with Governor Polis? This is a joke. Rent control? Sound like Little California? Forcing developers to pay for affordable housing? That sounds like a mass exodus to me. You can read the bill. You can see how people are like, please, let's not drive out our developers. Our inventory is already tight. And lastly, there's an article out there clearly stating in the Gazette by an organization predicting Colorado will not lead the economic recovery coming out of COVID-19 the way we did in 2008, because Hickenlooper and Owens ain't our governor anymore.
Oh, no, he didn't.
We've got so many new taxes. We've got so many new regulations with this governor. We've so started to turn the corner to Little California that Colorado is still an amazing place and Colorado Springs is the best of the best, but we ain't what we used to be. So that might slow things down a little bit, but no way, shape, or form are we in a bubble. And what I want you to do in navigating this is very simple. Number one, Churchill Mortgage is the only company with a certified mortgage approval, which means we don't give a pre-qual, we don't get a pre-approval. You get a full approval in front of an underwriter, and that's how you go to the head of the line. I can help you use your mortgage as a wealth-building tool, but you have to call me because I don't know who you are unless you're already in my tribe and my cell phone. Call me at 719-330-1457. I will take your call. 330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction now. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, whether we're in a bubble or not, because it's the relationships that matter. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God right now that he would give it to you, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener, someone I would serve. Have a great week, and I will talk with you again. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The deception will talk to just what are you trying to say?
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.